looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping you to both lighten the load of life's challenges, and as it's Thursdays, we're helping you to fall in love with the right food as well. And I love Thursdays because it gives me that kind of permission to say, you know what, I want to focus a little bit on food and diet and that physical part of health and wellness in the food world, because, well, that's my forte. And there's so much coaching that revolves around food that it just goes beyond it. There's so much involved. So I want to say thank you to everyone first for tuning in to listen to this and to sharing this space with me. And I say that because today's show is all about space. And when I first came up with this thinking, you know, I really do want to talk about creating a space in life. Like, do I have room for these things? And actually, is there room for that in my life? That's a question I don't know that a lot of us stop to think about. And when I stopped to think about it, I was like, oh, wow, this is a topic. It's going to be a big one. And I loved all the surprises that came on. So today's show is about creating space and balancing space. Now, I'm a Libra, so I have to go with this one big time, but it's all about like creating and balancing that space, your personal space, your physical space, and helping you to decide what goes in that space, like what's filling you up, and I do mean food as well, what's crowding you, and that can, oh boy, we're going to dive into so many things here. How can you rearrange things so that everything in your life taking up space is actually fulfilling and supporting you? So everything from exercise to meal prep, meditation to friendships, today we are exploring the greater space. Now, funny enough, there's going to be so many stories shared this hour because, first of all, I am your host and guest. So it's just me for the full hour. You're going to get to listen to stories and thoughts. And I had a really neat meeting not earlier this week. It would be on Saturday. On Saturday, I got to go to a healing center. It's actually called Om Toronto. And the owner there, Larissa, was just such a pleasure to sit and speak with. And she offered her space. She shared her space. And we talked about space. And as these conversations were coming up, I had this really weird memory of like, you know, when those memories just show up. And I thought, wow, I remember because I was raised Anglican for the first, I think, 10 years of my life or so. And I went to Bible class, like Bible study. And I completely forgot that I had done this. And I don't even remember how long that I actually went, but it was to a schoolmate's house after school. And we would go, we'd have a Bible, we would read a chapter. Now I can't remember what they called it, chapter verses. And then we would discuss it. And as that memory showed up for me, I felt like, wow, that's actually what I like to do. I like to read an article or share a story and then discuss it even halfway through. Because as you can tell, even when I'm reading something, I have a thought midway through. And there's just lovely things that show up when you're discussing topics. So with this story of space, that's why throughout this next hour, I'm going to share a few stories. I'm going to read a few things. And we're definitely going to be, I love that this is a great opportunity to bring in the Ho'oponopono. One thing I often said about the Ho'oponopono for me was, as we go through those four lines, the I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, somewhere in there, space opens up and there's this permission, there's this allowing for something new to be put into it. So let's actually talk about space, first of all. Space originally, when I was going to break into this, was about choice. And I think that's a big one. The whole premise of space in our life. Like, we have to choose what goes in it. And, you know, when you're, even when you're moving into a new empty house or a place, an apartment, something, you've got to decide, where's this going to go? Where's that going to go? Nope, there's no room for that. Let's get rid of it, hoist it out. So I'm going to read and start off with this because I do want to have a little bit about my food and everything. I'm going to read an article, a little story that I wrote, and then we're going to dive into a whole bunch of different aspects about space. So this is called Creating a Space. Have you ever wanted something but didn't have the space for it? Maybe a treadmill, a camping trailer, like, you know, you put on your driveway, new bedroom furniture, or a larger patio set. Have you ever wanted an item so badly that you made space for it? You know, like, there's, you have to make space sometimes. You go, no, I want it. I'm going to do this. So I know I've moved furniture around, recycled old possessions, and had friends hold things for me just so that I could fulfill my want of an item. In fact, one of my good friends adopted a coffee table of mine for over 5 years until I got settled and had the space for it. Well, what if the thing that you wanted in your life wasn't an object? What if it were an idea, a style, or an activity, maybe even a dream? It's not just space we're talking about. It's also time. Like time, like scheduling, like how much time do you have? Like what space do you have in your, you know, they say, oh, let me see if there's a space on my calendar. You know, you have to check in with those things. So just for fun, let's switch the word space with time. So please think of a situation where you've responded with, I don't have time. So I have a friend who came in to me and made the statement, I'd really like to have a boyfriend. I really want a relationship. But she was annoyed that she didn't have what she wanted. So I asked her the following questions. Did she have the time in her life for a relationship? Did she have the space to accommodate another person in her schedule and in her life? She seemed stunned and reflected when she replied with an honest no. So if you don't make space or time for something that you really want in your life, you'll either never have it or you'll keep it for only a short period of time. Because what will happen, of course, is you accept something into your life and you go, God, I didn't make room. And now it's frustrating me. And, you know, let's just say she went ahead and she accepted a relationship and said, yeah, I'm going to have this boyfriend. However, you know, then she just ended up being frustrated and like, oh, I don't have time for this. And it's pushy and hard and tricky. And then you get all aggravated and nobody wants to be unhappy like that. So it's really important to find out what is right for you when you're making the time to go after something and making a personal choice along that way to find out what's benefiting you in your life. And sometimes the hardest thing, removing what's not. So that's where the balancing of space comes in. It's really about accepting things and removing things, accepting things and removing things. Here's where I get to interject my funny stories. I so badly had decided that I didn't have the time to go to yoga class, Pilates class, going to the gym. I didn't have time. I wanted to do it in my home. I wanted to have no barriers. And so I decided that I had to have this giant, giant machine. It's cables. And, you know, it literally, like, you just take the floor space up, but then you've got to work on the thing. So you need this whole space. So I decided I was going to give up the dining room, the entire dining room, and just plunk this thing right in the middle. I thought, boy, the cats would have fun with that. And so, that's what I did. I made the space. I made a decision. I didn't use a dining table and off we go. So here I am. I made the decision. I made the space and stuff in my life for this. However, I still didn't make the time. I still had not committed to making the space and balancing where I was going to put that into my schedule. So eventually I did sell that, by the way. Never got the dining room back because we still didn't need that. Just something else got filled in there, I'm sure. And that's the biggest thing too, is the filling up, like, there's a barrier. It's kind of like we need a border and we need security at that border to say, all right, what are you bringing in? Do we want you here? Is the first thing. And, oh, this is such a tough one too, because that, say you did have security at your border. And what if that security guard, you know, had his own agenda and said, you know, I kind of feel bad. I feel like I should let this person in because they want it. You know, sometimes we are not making those decisions for ourselves. We're making them based on how others are going to feel about our decision. And sometimes we keep things. Oh, my goodness. Even some of the things when on Monday, actually, when we had Yvonne Heath on and we were talking about dealing with grief and death, like how many things goodness, it was so hard for me to say to my dad, no, I know that this really meant, this item meant a lot to Mom, but I respect it, but I don't want it. I mean, I love and respect that she had it, but then sometimes I just felt so bad that I would accept things, and now they're in my house taking up space that I don't want it to have. But because out of respect and love, I'm accepting these things. And that was where I really stood back and go, oh my gosh, how many places in my life am I doing that? Whether, let's talk about those things, in my mind, my thoughts, how much time and space am I delegating and dedicating to things that I don't have the time for and I don't want to. I know I do that, and then I get frustrated and I go, ah, I don't have the time to be thinking about this. And then we have the physical stuff, what's surrounding us, and the junk, and I'm going to use that term out of complete respect, the junk that surrounds us and just clutter and makes our mind go crazy just by seeing it. And also too, I mean, physical space is important. We have to have time to move and breathe. And that's the other thing too. When we talk about food, sometimes we fill ourselves thinking that we're going to be fulfilled, but really we're taking up space to squish down emotions, or the worst thing, you're taking up so much room in your belly when we overeat that we can't breathe properly. And the whole thing about space is not just having, I don't want you to all have empty space, like clear everything, clear every schedule. I want you to have those meaningful things in your space, and also want there to be movement within your space. Movement is so important so that we can, the stagnation just doesn't hang around. It just doesn't slow you down and weigh you down. You're thinking about that word, the word weighing you down, and not enough space and not enough room. And what is the first thing we say when we're crowded? Like, well, crowded space. We say, I just need some breathing room. So before the end of the show, actually, we are going to do a little bit of breath work, a little bit of breathing. And of course, I said the Ho'oponopono, we're definitely going to be doing that. And as we go through so many stories about space, I want to talk about what are the steps? What are some steps that we do need to do for space? Okay, so let's kind of identify them. The first thing is we have to recognize and be aware of where is our space? Where does your space belong? What is the stuff that you look in your life that you think, okay, this is my space. Okay, this is where I live. There's my physical space. Is the space in my body? Does my soul have room to move around? What's taking up my practice for my soul inside, and my thoughts in my brain, my physical space around me, my schedule, my time, my dreams? Like, what kind of space are you allowing to dream? What kind of space are you allowing for yourself to even, you know, create a space of creation? And when I think about these things, this is why this whole topic of space got huge to me. And so the first thing is, okay, I recognize now that I have time and I have filled up my time with certain things. And now you get to be the one to decide, is that of value to you? If it's of value to you, that means you're being fulfilled. You're getting satisfaction. You're getting goodness from it. But if you're not being fulfilled or find value in these things, this is one of my favorite lines to say, is when something needs to be let go of, it's because it no longer serves you. That's a big line to me. Until it no longer serves me. There's a big thing, oh, I can't remember, many shows ago now, we talked about when is it time to let go? When is it time to let go of something? And the answer is until it no longer serves you. And then I'm going to share this part in here. So my father has come to a time where he's going to move. And it's been tricky because, you know, as I shared, my mom's passed, and it's been a couple years now. And there's all these things around him, and they're very valuable. They're taking up a lot of space. But it's not that it doesn't serve him anymore, but it doesn't serve him in a way that's going to allow him for that growth and that movement. It's actually becoming stagnant now because it holds you. It holds you in a space. There's a question I'd like to pose and put out there right now is, do you believe, do they hoop their beliefs that we can change the energy of a space? So if there's a space that, you know, a lot of us, you know, if somebody passes and go to a graveyard or a headstone, and we have a space that we go to pray or do our thing, and we do it repeatedly. So there's this energy, there's this like feeling around it. Can we change that? Can we change the energy of a space? And so I went to what I've known, and I looked up, but I want to share with everybody is Well, a lot of people believe that yes, you can. In fact, yes, you can. And they do this through smudging and clearing. Now, I know our listeners are very familiar with that, but just a recap on that is smudging, you know, or clearing the air, clearing chakras, or, you know, doing those things. And I loved thinking about that, because I know every time before the show, I do a show, I light the incense or I light a candle, and I feel the space changing, transforming, clearing, doing something. It's changing. And so that really reminded me and gave me power. It empowered me to feel like, wow, I have the control, I have the ability to change the space. And if I can change how I feel in a space, that means I could probably change my mindset. I can change my feelings, my anxiety. And here's a doozy. I had to change this one real quick. And just in my last minute before a commercial, this is a fun story, not a fun story at all, a fun story for you guys to hear that I came out of it. But I woke up and realized that not only could I not access my email, but it had all my notes and my stories for today's show. And of all these, and I don't have a guest, this is kind of a tricky thing. So my headspace was crazy pants. It was starting to freak out. The more and more I couldn't access things. And I thought, okay, I'm going to need to clear the space and put something new in it, because this freak out is not serving me. And this is where I sat down and went, oh, I'm going to do some Ho'oponopono. Now, when we come back, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to jump back into Ho'oponopono and talking about a little bit about the smudging. I'm not super familiar, but what I've learned, I think it's very valuable. I want to share that. But I'll walk you through the Ho'oponopono and how it does help with clearing with space and how that actually helps to balance. Because I'm not saying to everybody to get rid of things. We're going to find out how we can balance them. So when we come back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Great. Thank you for being with us here today. We are talking about creating a space and then balancing that space. And when I say creating a space, it's because we all have that space. It's just that we have to give it a purpose. We have to give the spaces in our lives purpose. And that's a really fun way to do it, because then we can balance it. So as I just shared with you before, I mean, the space, I often do talk about the space in our heads, like that headspace, mind space, because that mind chatter is a big thing. Mind chatter is a big thing. What goes on in that brain? And I was sharing with you how I was a little stressed out just before the show here. having a little, I always have fun issues with my computer. I always think that we have a very interesting relationship. And sometimes this is a big thing I had to make a commitment to, was to say, I want to, and I need to make space in my schedule to sit down for the 6 hours that it's going to take to reload my operating system. So all our things in our lives, and when I sit down with anybody, even as a nutritionist, we're sitting, we're talking about the food. There's some fun questions that we do go through. I mean, everything from, would you like to have more time to do something? Do you want to have this experience in your life? Do you have the space to have this experience? And what can hold us back from deciding to have whatever, A, B, or C, in our lives is our mind chatter, is our fear of so many things. And that's why I do use the Ho'oponopono to create space in my life, because I find that once we ask for forgiveness, and then I just have that apology for something that's really been painful, there somehow, our shoulders drop and our hearts open, and that creates space. And that space allows for permission and for newness and for creation. And this is helpful in all aspects of our lives, whether it's the foods that we want to consume, the accomplishments, our goals, our dream, our space. When I decided that, so I always do the show from a room in my house called the event room. I named it the event room right away. And I had to, you know, this was the space that would be, you know, the foundation for. And it goes through so many things, because we've been doing this for a year now. So I did post it on Facebook, and thank you everybody for your wonderful congratulatories and celebration sharing. It's been so exciting, and the space really has a lot of energy in it, and from every different show and every different guest and all the listeners. And so as I asked the question before, do you think we can change the energy of a space? And I said, light my incense and do my candle. And Lucy just walked in. So we have cat energy, and she always changes the space as soon as she walks in. Hey, Lucy. And so one time I decided I would smudge, and I've always been smudging's really intense. There's a lot of smoke going on there. And I thought, oh goodness, is the whole house going to smell? But I thought, so my sister, she does smudging. And so she lent me her sage, white sage. And I was so glad that she did. She gave me this little bag with a smudge stick. And this is what, you know, it was sweet grass. And sweet grass, as I've come to learn, is specifically for cleansing. And I love that. So it's purification. And lavender is for balance. So anybody out there wanting to know that, sweetgrass for purification and cleansing, lavender for balancing. And I just love lavender. So I pulled out the sage, and there's a little piece of paper in it. And that little piece of paper was so perfect and so helpful. It gave me the words that what to say, what to do, and it talked about the four directions. And I remembered years ago, and actually we've had Jordy on the show before. Jordy came and talked to us about not just retreats, but festivals and things. And he knew a lot about the four things. I remember him used to doing prayers to the east, north, east, south, and west, these four directions and our four pillars and the night sky and the Mother Earth. And so I was reading the little piece of paper that was in this little bag of white sage, and it spoke about the north, east, south, and west, and how the east was the eagle, and the overview that it got, the space, the wide open space. And I was really drawn to that because it opened me up just even seeing it and reading it and imagining, as I looked to the east, that I could, in my eye, be that bird's eye view of the space that was there, that dreaming. I can dream this. But there are some times where too much space is just overwhelming. Like it's just empty, too empty. And I'm going to, here's a real funny personal share. I hate large open space bathrooms. A lot of people will say, oh, I just want a big bathroom with a big tub and everything. I like small little bathtubs and small little bathrooms. I feel like it's privacy and giving me a hug, and I can control my space. And I think that's really where it comes from, is that I think it's called agoraphobic. Yes, a fear of open spaces, because you lack that protection. So space, and this is that balancing thing, space, if you have too much of it, can just feel like, ungrounded and not protected, and where's my walls or my helpful things? And then a crowded space or not enough space can make you feel really pent up, I guess is the word. And in fact, that's where I get really upset when I think about animals who are just not given their space to move. I mean, that's how we get rid of our stress. That's how we expel and extend energy. That's where movement is and exists. And that's why it's really important to allow even our like cats and dogs and little animals to have their space and not be in crates and pens, you know, all the time and so squished up. It's so valuable to recognize and balance your space. And so as I did the sage, very, very interesting, you know, I looked to the east and I looked to, and it was just really, really helpful for me to have that ceremonial kind of anchor to what space really means and what balancing of it does. And so I told you I was going to do a little bit of the Ho'oponopono's, but how this really works with food and nutrition and what that is. There's another fun story is I did live in a smaller apartment at one time, and it was very frustrating because I do what's called kitchen farming. And I call it kitchen farming because I feel like I have crops growing at times when I'm sprouting along all my counters. And when you run out of space, I mean, you run out of space. There's just no way. You have to create space and you build shelves and you go up and you go out and all this kind of stuff. So it was very important to me that I had lots of space in my kitchen. And that was right there. There's our step one. We have to have that recognition. What am I lacking in my space? What do I need for my space? And what is it I want to put in that space that's valuable? Actually, as I think about it right now, I'm hosting this radio show. It required a space. It had to have space. I mean, Ohm Times Radio had to have a space for me to put the show in and air it. And then they get to decide, and the listeners, you guys get to decide, is it something valuable and supportive and in alignment? Like, that's a really cool thing to be able to have that control and decision. You get to decide. And I think that's why I want to empower you. The foods you decide to eat. I mean, I got to read my What If Cinderella Had Swollen Feet story a while ago. That's really about our choice. And in making that choice, recognizing what is important to you. And so the Ho'oponopono, when we're dealing with food, is really asking, first of all, to say, I'm sorry. Our first line of Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry. What are we sorry for? What is there this remorse for, this regret that we, it just doesn't sit well. Like, you know, I'm sorry for eating this food that didn't serve me. Maybe I'm sorry they didn't eat enough. You know, there's too much. I had this terrible food issue when I was a really young teenager, and I was always hungry. Actually, I'm still always hungry, but I was hungry to a point where it ached. I just ached all the time. And I made a promise to myself that I never wanted to experience that ever again. It just felt so, like, I don't know if I was having a scarcity moment thinking, oh my God, I could starve to death, because I often say that. But the fear, and I just thought it was such an uncomfortable thing that I apologized to myself for having that fear, first of all, and thinking that, you know, I couldn't access something that I needed. And I made a vow that I never want to be hungry again. And so that's something that I fill my space with. So, but some people feel a little uncomfortable being really full. I know there's a fine line. There's that balance. You don't want to overstuff yourself. So finding the right, I'm sorry, is first of all, sit with yourself in your own space, sacred space, and say, what am I sorry for? What am I really, there's something in my life that's not, maybe there's a relationship. Maybe there's a friendship. Maybe there's an idea that you're focusing on, it's not working. It's not valuable to you. It's not good for you. It's not serving you. So first of all, you want to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for accepting that into my space. I'm sorry for giving too much power to it. Or I'm sorry for listening to somebody else of what to put into my space and how to fill my schedule and letting other things run my life and my time. So I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And it's not that you're this horrible person. Don't please forgive me for maybe not trusting myself, trusting that I don't know the right thing. Please forgive me for taking not too long, but going on too far, that, you know, there's been deterioration of my life, of my goals and my fulfillment. And you say, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for this moment that I'm making space and time for. Thank you for the ability to recognize. Thank you for the choice. Thank you for me to recognize that I have the choice to put in my schedule and my space and my time and to balance it the way I want to. Thank you. Thank you for that right. Gratitude is huge. Gratitude is really huge, especially when we're talking about space and time. And then, of course, I love you. That's our fourth line. I love you. I love that I have the space. I came from, I was a soul and a spirit, and now I have this physical body. And oh my gosh, I love it. I love you. I love you. And I love that I have this life, and I love that I can do something that I want with it. I love my freedom. I love the, my choice. I love the space, and I love my freedom. And of course, with that freedom, I do have a wonderful little story that I love to share. I wrote this. It's very important why I wrote this. It's called Freedom's Disguise. And I'm just going to pull this up so I can share it with you. I think I'll start part of when I think about space. What is space? Space is freedom, right? Like you get the freedom to move around and do what you want. So here we go. Freedom's Disguise. Freedom has introduced itself as a few things to us. Sometimes we know freedom as unattainable, too difficult, superior to us, like I don't deserve it, a fairy tale, you know, that can never happen to me. But allow me to unveil freedom's cloak and share with you that freedom in its truest form is actually your choice. Like freedom is a choice. Freedom from a habit, freedom from a situation, freedom from a thought or a pattern is a gift. That freedom is a gift, and we all we have to do is choose it. I know that's a tough one. So if anybody right now is thinking, God, oh, you know what? There's something in my space and I don't want it here and I want to be free from it. I want to tell you that it's a choice and you do get to choose it. We have the ability to choose because it's our right. And what disguise have you met that has you believing that choice isn't up to you? I'm stopping on that right there. What disguise have you met that has you believing that choice isn't up to you? Like a lot of people think, oh, well, it's not up to me. I don't. It's not in my control. I can't do this. Because I really want you to sit and be there and be aware of your space then. What has you convinced that you don't have the power to make a choice to be free? And I, you know, there are some intense, and I'm talking, I'm lighthearted, and I talk about, you know, food and some, you know, filling up your space and stuff, but there are some really heavy choices, and I've been in them before, and maybe you are right now, that you're in a place where you really believe you cannot be free. I have stayed in relationships, really not, really super not healthy ones, because I really believed that my cat and I would not be safe. If, you know, I couldn't leave, I had to do this. And I, looking back, I mean, that was the choice I made. That's how I filled up my thing. But I wonder now, looking back, did I have the power? Could I have left? What could I have done? So I just want you to really explore that right now, no matter how tough you think it is. I mean, cats are my everything. So that was a big thing to me. It had the power over me. Safety's huge, right? So when we also look back into our lifestyle, what in your lifestyle are you thinking that it can't be you. You don't have a choice. Like, you know what? I'm just, and this is my body. This is the weight I am. This is how I eat. I don't have control over this. I have an addiction, whatever it is. Like when you ask yourself, why can't you just have one chip? Why can't you just have one piece of cheese, one bite or one more cup of coffee and not five? You know, what has you tied to the thought that you can't lose weight, that you can't regain health? Maybe you're really sick, but you know what? You can regain this health. What has you thinking and tied to the thought that you cannot move your body in a way to circulate the stagnation? You know, on a side note here, if even for maybe your body can't move right now, but you know what? You can do dry brushing. You can do soft massage, just even stroke, like petting. You're like you pet a cat, like just petting. There's different levels of things. So since when did you believe you weren't worth it? That's even a bigger one. That everyone else comes first. That you didn't have the knowledge, the strength or the support to make the choice that will free you. You got to go back to that one. That's big. So when did you think you weren't worth it? That everyone else comes first. Now, I don't even mean just everyone else comes first, because in my life, it's not everyone else comes first. I have no problem sometimes saying no to people, but I have a problem saying no to things. That has to be done. I have to get this done, you know? And it's that list. It's that forever to-do list, right? And that I don't have the knowledge. Are you thinking that you don't have the knowledge? Are you thinking they don't have the strength? Are you thinking that you just don't have the support around you, that you could be free? And I'll tell you, here's holding myself accountable for this. I actually started having extreme issues with my laptop. I was actually locked out of my entire operating system. I don't even own my operating system, apparently. And this happened not quite a year ago, but almost a year ago. It was in the summer. And I put it off. I put it off. I did not make the time. I did not make the space to sit down because I knew it was going to take 6 hours and everything came first. But you know what? Without this habit, like I've had problem after problem. And this is what happens is when we don't choose what we want to fill our space with and we let our life just take over and other people's expectations and other people's choices, we literally lose that, and it gets worse, and it snowballs, and it takes more. All of a sudden, my computer and my brain has become this like giant closet that I want to never open that door to because all the boxes are going to tumble out. So there's all these things that are very important, and I right now I'm being forced to you know, and I want to make that choice. So just in continuing this, freedom is lost when we give up the right to make our own decisions, our own choices. So say that again. Freedom is lost when we give up our right to make our own choices. So doesn't it make sense that we regain freedom when we put ourselves back in control? Okay, so we got to get in control, right? Okay, so not only do we have an incredibly powerful brain, our brains are awesome, but we also have amazing strength that just sits in our hearts and waits for us to say, I want that. I deserve that. It's my right to have that. It's with intention and conviction that the strength is awakened and choice becomes possible, and you are delivered to freedom. I think that really goes in when I make my statements, just of my power statements or my things, that I do have the strength, and it sits in my heart. Can you imagine? It sits in your heart. And that's why I think the Ho'oponopono is so beautiful. When we create the space in our hearts for forgiveness and allows permission to do these things, that we get the permission for us to say, I want it. I really do, and I deserve it. And it's my right to have that. Hey, this is my life. So I think with huge intention of what you want to fill your space is where we're really going to be. We're going to be getting some goodies. So in closing, just before the commercial, allow me to give a quote from Wayne Dyer. Freedom means you are unobstructed. See, space. You are unobstructed in living your life as you choose, and anything less is a form of slavery. And that's a big one. Freedom means you are unobstructed in living your life as you choose. Anything less is a form of slavery. And then I do have a quote, which is from The Unknown, just as we head into commercial. Nothing is as precious as one's freedom. Dreams, aspirations, and ideals mean nothing if one does not have the freedom to pursue them. So when we come back from commercial here, I'm going to talk about the freedom to pursue these dreams.
Of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with. All day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, great. We're back here. And you know what's fun is
I always have a guest, so it's so odd for me to not have a guest. That's why I feel like my articles are my guest. I was able to, because I've been putting it out there on Facebook and everything, where I'd love to hear from you guys, whether it's a question, a comment, because I really want to make sure that I'm serving you. And as we talk about this, this is so fun. Robin Wiley, she was on our show in December, I believe. She just is all about happiness. I love her. And she just posted, if you don't make your own happiness a priority, who will? So here we go. I love this because you know what? Who will? There are people who will. They will definitely make your life their priority. Oh, yesterday I had brought up a fun statement that I remember somebody telling me once. They said it was a lesson. They said your inbox is generally requests from others. So it's your inbox, your mail, your inbox is always be careful how much space and time you give that, because it's about everything. It's usually other people's requests from you, something or other, right? And so as we left off, I said, you know, let's talk about how we can have the freedom to pursue our dreams and aspirations. And that means really, really controlling and balancing that space. So in Wayne Dyer's quote, he talked about what freedom means is to have unobstructed living and choice. And in order to pursue things, you mean we have to have, you know, obstruction to our things, just like in our, you know, cardiovascular system, we cannot have obstruction. We cannot have anything blocking the flow of our blood and anything in our pathways, really, right? So that's what we're talking about, space. What would be something that is an obstruction? What blocks us? Well, I came to the conclusion that my biggest thing that blocks me and maybe you guys, and this is what I would love to hear. So if this is something that it really blocks you, let me know. It's overwhelm. For me, overwhelm is so crazy pants. Like, it takes up so much space. And sometimes you get to your own space and you think, I'm so overwhelmed that now I can't do anything. So you go into this complete spin. And when I was thinking about, okay, so let's break overwhelm down. If I'm overwhelmed, maybe I try to take control over my diet, my nutrition, and my lifestyle. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm doing this. But now I'm overwhelmed because there are so many changes. There's too many movements, so much, too much going on. Well, I need an adjustment period, first of all. So just like when a woman gets pregnant, she doesn't just go boom, pop. She, like, you know, she has 9 months to kind of adjust. Her bones and body's got to move. Her womb's got to expand. We have to create the space for something to grow, for something new to happen. So first of all, I want you to be really gentle with yourselves and offer yourself compassion and just love and just say, all right, I want to create a space for this. Whatever that is, you feel, like, I would love to hear from you what that is. And by the way, if you are going to let me know, you have to Facebook me, message me, email me. So I'm Lisa Berry, B-E-R-Y. That's what you look me up there on Facebook. Or just email me at lisa@lightonliving.ca. Love to hear from you. So we look at this overwhelm and taking up space and doing this thing, and you think, okay, I want to fill this in my space. It's going to be new. So me, I need my 6 hours. I got to book this time, schedule the space for 6 hours, spend with my laptop and really love it. So I'm ready. So now what happens? I'll tell you what happens. I'm scared. My overwhelm is really what's going on. I'm scared. I'm scared that I won't know how. I'm scared it's going to be so frustrating. I'm scared more than anything that I won't come up with the end result that I want, and I'll have wasted my time and other things will have suffered. That's literally what, like, it is. Or, and I'm also scared that I'm going to do it wrong and I'm going to lose everything that's on my computer, like a loss. Waste to me is, like, probably one of my biggest pet peeves. I cannot handle waste. And so that fear really comes up for me. Then that fear comes up and I'm overwhelmed, and suddenly my space is completely consumed with my brain and where it's going. And really what I just want to do is feel supported in that space. I want to have the breath room, the breathing room for doing this. And I want to almost ensure my success, right? So if you want to make a space for something, you want to almost ensure your success. Okay, I need physical space for this. I'll make room. And that's why we measure things, right? So if we want to, I don't know, buy a new piece of furniture or TV or something, and we think, okay, what will it fit? Oh, that's like the perfect question. Will it fit? Oh, I love this. So measuring. Okay, let's go into there. We can measure something with a measuring tape, but how do you measure if something, first of all, yes, we can look at, okay, it's going to take this amount of time and then give yourself allowance, because it always, you know, takes longer to do something. So I think what I heard when the Apple person told me I needed 6 hours, I in my brain heard, you know, 20,000 hours. And so that's where my brain got overwhelmed. So we have to be realistic in how much time things are going to take. How much money is this going to take? How can I measure this? And interestingly enough, when I was thinking about space and room and limits, the word a credit card came up, because I thought, oh, that's why you have a limit on your credit card, because they've measured something that they know you could handle, and that's space, as your space. And as we, you know, either approach maybe the top limit of things, I mean, we get nervous, like, ooh, is this going to fit? Do I have this thing? And then that fear. So I think that the thing that might be holding anybody back right now from creating a space or balancing a space is fear of failure, fear of loss, fear of waste, fear of overwhelm and being uncomfortable and all crazy pants, as I call it. And so that's how we want to balance that. We want to balance those potential negative things. Now, I like to talk about mind chatter. I have mind chatter. Goodness me. You've got these three things going on. Mind chatter can certainly be in the past, where it's a past mind chatter, like, oh my gosh, I have so much regret. I shouldn't have done this. Why didn't I do this before? You know, I'm so stupid, all these bad negative things. And that definitely is not a good headspace. Now, mind chatter can also be future thinking, like worry. What if this happens? What happens if that doesn't happen? What happens if it doesn't fit? You know, that whole measuring thing. And the best place to be, the best place for you to be when you want to create a space and balance it, would be to be in the present, right now. No judgment, you know, and that security and belief in yourself that you are making, that you're going to look around, you're going to be aware, you're going to be, you know, recognize, what time do I have? What space do I have? Be present, be in there. And if you need to change the energy about it, then smudge, clear, light your candle, do your thing, ring a bell. I love clapping, is so awesome for me. I clap, you know, as soon as the cats are doing something that I need to get their attention, I clap. And that breaks, you know, it changes the whole energy, and everybody's got their attention. So maybe you just need to find your sound. You need to find your space clearing method. Like, if you stop to look in your life going right now, I'm so overeating at night. Okay, well, let's crack, crack. Let's snap out of that. Let's get into the present moment. What is going on right now? How do you feel about this? What would you like? What would you like to put in that space instead of overeating or even eating at a certain time? What would you like to put in that space of not knowing how to cook? Maybe you don't know how to grocery shop. Maybe you don't know how to cook. Maybe you don't know how to go to the gym and work out and do a certain exercise. Maybe you don't know how to manage your money. Maybe you don't know how to fix your laptop. Maybe, you know, all these things. So really think about what is your obstacle? What's obstructing you? And then we move forward. And then now we set and we really come from that place of compassion. Do your Ho'oponopono. So I want to put an offer out there for anybody. I love doing Ho'oponopono scripts. Script sessions are so fun for me. I love the vibration of words. I truly know and believe that they affect everything. Our language is everything. Our vocabulary is everything. And how we feel about it, that's exactly how I was able to get myself out of my own head when I was dealing with this laptop issue. I thought, okay, what are my words? Do you know that a negative word takes up so much more room in a heavy way than a beautiful light word? Takes up a lot of room, and we want it to take up a lot of room, but in this light way, this allowing way, this movement way, so not having so much stagnation. So when we think about those, the three spaces of language, okay, find out, are you in future thinking, past thinking? Let's get yourself present. And now we want to go into, okay, what is the goal here? What is the dream? Okay, balancing it. Got the obstructions, what's going to think. So here it is. Where's your support system? Who is supporting you in this? If you think you have nobody, you know what? You have everybody. Because as we said, I think it was Yvonne Heath, and we said, we're all connected. You're not alone. So knowing that you are still connected, you have a support system, or maybe you need to, it's not to support you in doing something, create something, but you need to delegate and get somebody else to help you clear. Get somebody else to. You know what's funny? That's what my dad exactly did. You know, after it's been 3-4 years now with my mom passing, and my dad has been doing his thing, but it's just so overwhelming and so much, and he needs to delegate. And you got to ask people who really do have that time and space too, and find out how committed and connected they are to helping you, because there's own reason. So when my dad asked my sister and I to come help,
we have our ways and our things of why would we be able to put that into our schedule? Is it our goal? Is it healthy for us? Is it doing this for us? Is it good? So with all those things, it's so important to recognize that you do have the choice, that freedom is there, that you have the space. The chakra clearing is something I do want to talk about, because with chakra clearing, we can go into each way. You find out, okay, the root chakra, is it something I'm truly not grounding to? Is this something truly, why can I not create the space? Is it something involved there? Or is it, will we move up further? Is it my relationship with myself? Do I not believe I can do this? Is it my own self-worth? Do I not deserve it, like what we talked about in that article? Or is it relationship with others? Who's holding you back? And we're moving into the heart. The heart space is really big. That's like, heart space is huge. Our space can add so much love or not. And then the tricky one, the expression, the throat chakra. How can we voice this? Journaling is fabulous. And that's actually funny that we talked about Robin, because she's huge on the journaling. This is something, expression. Who can you tell? Who can you say? Say it to yourself even. Can you hear that this is important to you? I think spaces, that's the one thing I love, that important is that space important to you to create? Because you know what, if it's not, and it's not connected to your heart, and it's because of others, that's not going to be a big enough, well, it's not going to be serving your highest self. I guess that's the biggest thing. It can certainly be a big enough push. And then of course we're moving up and say, is this divinely guided? Is this space serving my highest self? Or does it fall under that category of, until it no longer serves me? And it's time to let it go in that beautiful way. Maybe somebody else needs whatever you no longer need. Maybe somebody's waiting for that. Oh, I love donating. On our previous, like another show, we actually did a whole show and we talked about recycling things and movement and donating. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful feeling. What a beautiful way of creating space. To actually clear out a closet or donate some clothes or give away some of your, oh my gosh, if you actually have time. Now here's a total spin. Maybe you have so much time and you're not feeling purposeful. Maybe you're watching too much TV. Maybe, as I said, when you are, you're overeating because you just don't know what else to do. Maybe somebody else could really, really benefit your time. How could you help somebody else? How could you serve them? That is such a great way to fill your space. And not overdoing it, because we're talking about balance. So we're down to that balancing. You got to balance how much you're giving away and how much are you keeping. I like to call that the givers and the takers. So we have food that's definitely givers and food that's definitely takers. And on both sides, they can be good and bad as well. And when we finally move into the crown chakra of balancing and that connection with universe and that connection with everybody, is almost like when you start looking at other people and recognizing, you know what, they have good space around them. I like to be in their space. I like sharing my space with them. I love welcoming them into my space. I feel welcome in their space. Who are those people in your life? Have a look around. Who are those people you think, yeah, I really like that. That makes me feel good and moving forward. And who is it you don't? Or what thing? Maybe it's your job. Who, I don't know. If it's your job, even, my goodness, this is something that you do regularly. This is a space that you've created that consumes a lot of, you know, if your job is truly not creating a good space for you to be healthy from, and maybe that's actually causing some of your own health and wellness issues. So the support, looking around, who's supporting you, who's not supporting you, is really key, because it will reflect on your own energy. And we can do all the beautiful meditations and checking in with ourselves. And I think that's the key thing. I remember they said, you can master meditation when you can meditate in the midst of chaos. And we certainly have our own lifestyles and chaoses that happen and go around us. But so when we first started talking about this, as we wrap up here, the whole thing about space was, what's filling you up and what's crowding you, and how can you rearrange things, or how can you, you know, just let them go? And I think that's where I just really want to spend this last time with. I want to do a review. Biggest thing to help anything is to make sure you have space in your body right now for breath. So as you are able to
pull the shoulders down, create that space between your ears and your shoulders, drop them, and allow for that breath to really sink in, create that space. That is where the seeds are going, the seeds that you're going to plant and create beautifulness. So creating that space for breath, allow it to circulate. Think of all the things that you love in your space and what you love about your space, your schedule, your time, your mind, your heart, your body, the back room that's probably really full and you need to go clear out. And then all the people that are in your life offering so much beauty and the people who aren't serving your highest self. Make a list. I want you to express that. Express it somewhere, verbally, vocally, to someone that you really care about that's trusting. For me, email me. I'd love to hear from you. Or just be aware of that. So huge thing here is anything about creating a space, check in with yourself, be compassionate, balancing it, make sure it's never heavily on one side or the other. And the most important thing is to know and recognize that you have choice, and choice is your freedom, and it will give you the freedom. You will not be stagnant. You'll have all this beautiful space around you like the eagle, and you'll spread your wings and soar. And I'm just so happy that you've shared this time with me. I am Lisa Berry. I am hosting this show just for you because I care so much about you and your life and how you feel and what's your highest self and your purpose. So I love to hear from you, and I love for you to join us every Monday and Thursday at noon Eastern time. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time.